Eugene Bennett Flucky was an energetic and curious 10-year-old. Due to his likable nature, he was blessed with many friends. People noticed his engaging smile, his red hair, and his face full of freckles. He once won a freckles contest and always claimed to have won a smile contest, too. He enjoyed a wide range of interests, from sports to science, as well as scouting, where he excelled and eventually earned the rank of Eagle Scout. What the young Flucky was not, though, was a good student. His teachers shared with his parents that they thought he was exceptionally bright. He simply refused to apply himself to his classwork. That was disappointing to Isaac Newton Flucky and Luella Snowden Flucky. His dad, Newt Flucky, was especially agitated by the reports he was getting. He and his wife believed strongly in education and pushed learning and academic achievement to their four children, Jim, Ken, Eugene, and Lucy. Newt was obsessed with the idea of each of them eventually earning admission to one specific college, Princeton University. At least the three boys. Females were not yet allowed at the school. He was convinced that Princeton and the Ivy League represented the epitome of academia. That and his offspring's best opportunities for success in life. Certainly better than what the elder Flucky had achieved. This dream of Princeton for the boys came despite the family's limited finances. They were not poor, but the children would have to rely on scholarships and work if they had any hope of fulfilling their father's ambitions. Still, young Gene was interested in what he was interested in. He preferred to go his own way. His love for science and engineering had led him to build a simple crystal radio set, and he would spend hours seeing what distant signals he could intercept from his bedroom in Washington, D.C. One night, he pulled in a station from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that was broadcasting a speech by the country's new president, Calvin Coolidge. Coolidge had been elected vice president in 1920, on the ticket with Warren G. Harding. It was the first election in history in which voting returns were broadcast live on the new medium of radio. Then Coolidge abruptly became president when Harding died of a heart attack in August of 1923. Normally, the boy would have tweaked his crystal set and tried to find another, more distant station. Not this night. The speech the president was giving resonated with Gene. He was so impressed with Coolidge's advice that he wrote down every word so he could remember it later. The man many called Silent Cal was not known for inspiring speeches. Some writers had joked that Coolidge was silent in five languages. Another, describing the new president's dour demeanor, said he appeared to have been weaned on a pickle. However, Coolidge's speech that evening spoke volumes to a red-headed kid named Eugene Flucky. The words that would guide the boy for the rest of his life were, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race." Gene was so inspired by those words that he promptly named his new puppy Calvin Coolidge. As further evidence of just how much the boy was influenced by the speech, he immediately became more persistent in his schoolwork, dramatically improved his grades, completed elementary school the next year ahead of schedule, and graduated from Western High School at the age of 15. Flucky was born in Washington, D.C. on October 5, 1913, the third of the four children. His parents had moved to the nation's capital from Illinois so his father could work as a paralegal at the Justice Department. Newt Flucky soon enrolled in law school and would eventually become a lawyer in that office. But despite his excellent effort and sheer volume of work cleared, he seemed to never earn a promotion.